Kaputt.
So this summer, the federal government announced that they would be building a new immigration detention center in 2020. When it's completed, the center will have 120 beds, which would either maintain or slightly increase the capacity of the current detention center's capacity. It's also important to note that the call for proposals for the Laval Immigration Detention Center also called for the new center to be not as institutional in appearance, and that for elements of security and control, to not give it the appearance of a correctional center. In a lot of ways, they're trying to give the impression that detention can be done in a more humane way while actually they're saying they want to detain fewer people while actually drastically expanding immigration detention centers. We believe that that detention can't be done in a kinder, more humane way. We don't think detention centers need an upgrade. We think they should be shut down altogether. So basically, there are three dedicated immigration detention centers in Canada. There's one in Vancouver, one in Toronto, and one in Laval. Outside of Quebec, a large number of detainees are also held in provincial prisons, often in maximum security conditions, where they're unable to leave their cells for up to 18 hours a day. In the Laval Immigration Detention Center, there are up to 100 people who are detained in the room. Once people are there, the case remains in the interior, which is the military regiment of scaffolds, for their constant surveillance. Folks with the two detention centers are always going to be having trouble accessing medical services and so forth, as well as having a lot of trouble reaching every person on the ones.
Services in 2016 alone, and in 83% of those cases,
The calls were actually being made to verify people's status. With this in mind, we think it'll be very important for us to also highlight questions of racial profiling and police collaboration with the CBSA.
Do you have a sense of the timeline? Do you have any idea when the government is going to be who has this contract to build a new detention center and where it's going to be?
At this point, we're aware that a number of companies have expressed interest in the contract, but we're not entirely clear on what the timeline will look like and when a final decision will be made about who will be building it and where it will be built. We definitely look forward to keeping everyone up to date as to how that unfolds.
And if people are curious to learn more, I know Immigration Detention Center has a
Prison construction, 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 construction. Prison construction, 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 construction,
prison, 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 prison.
Prisons, 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 prisons,
prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, prisons, isolated as kept isolated as punishment. Prison, 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 prison. Punishment, 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 punishment. Kept isolated as punishment.
This confinement work.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane.
They say it's a common thing to know for a present construction. They say it's an absolute miracle in terms of prison construction. Prison construction.
From hiring of the architect to completion.
They say it's an absolute miracle in terms of prison construction.
Over the past year, the growing struggle to stop Canada's prisons emerged alongside its borders, acting both then and now as central elements of the colonial project. Incarceration was largely spread by Canada as part of its ongoing genocide against indigenous peoples. And indigenous people remain disproportionately incarcerated within Canadian prisons today. Canada's earliest jails held runaway slaves, both black and indigenous. And though the primary purpose of prisons has shifted over time, the institution of confinement has consistently been part of the oppression of poor, racialized, and indigenous people. Similarly, Canada's borders were largely established to enclose the territory it had stolen from indigenous peoples and to regulate the labor force within those territories. The Canadian department charged with overseeing migration 100 years ago was actually called the Office of Immigration and Colonization. The way Canada has enforced its borders has shifted over time, but the role these borders play in controlling labor has remained a constant. Something Canada has always enforced along racial lines. As Canada's deportation apparatus has expanded, migrant detention has become a bigger part of it. The government's practice of migrant detention goes back over 150 years, ranging from quarantine stations in 1832 to low-cost hotels in the 1980s. And while the government's practice of imprisoning migrants has evolved over time, it has expanded significantly over the past two decades. Today there are three federal migrant prisons, all run by the CBSA. One in Toronto, one in the Vancouver airport, and one in Laval, the largest in the country. In addition to these facilities, the CBSA has deals with different provincial governments that allow them to imprison migrants in provincial jails. In Ontario, for example, most imprisoned migrants are held in provincial jails, while in Quebec most are imprisoned in the Laval migrant prison. When discussing Canada's migrant prisons, there's often confusion about how to refer to them. The government has used many names for them: immigration holding centers, migrant detention centers, immigration prevention centers, etc. But regardless of the government's branding, they're prisons. Run by the CBSA and staffed by private security, in Laval they use Garda. These prisons detain migrants indefinitely and without charge. The CBSA is currently able to detain any migrant in the immigration and refugee process, including children. Reasons for detention are arbitrary and based on the discretion of border guards or immigration bureaucrats who routinely put people in prison for not having valid identity documents, by deeming newcomers a flight risk, or by claiming suspicion that someone won't show up to an upcoming immigration hearing. People in prison in these facilities can include people denied refugee status, people detained upon arrival in Canada while their applications are processed, migrants facing deportation, children accompanying their parents, migrant workers who've acted outside the terms of their visas, people held on security grounds such as security certificate detainees, and many others. The proposed new Laval migrant prison is being planned for an empty field next to the current facility. The government has said that the new prison will eventually replace the present one and is designed to hold 158 migrants and refugees, about 50 more than the previous facility. Both the current Laval migrant prison and the proposed new site are located on a street called Monte Saint-François, in an area that houses a series of prisons. The new Laval prison is just one part of a new $138 million plan to the government announced in 2016, in part a response to a period of sustained resistance against its practice of imprisoning migrants. For years, going back to 2011, migrants held by the CBSA had been going on periodic hunger strikes in facilities across Ontario. In 2016, a new hunger strike was initiated and there were mobilizations around the country in solidarity. There was a lot of pressure on the government to do something, especially because several migrants had died in CBSA custody over the same period. The government responded to this pressure by announcing its new $138 million plan called the National Immigration Detention Framework. Instead of ceding to the demands of the hunger strikers, most of the money was dedicated to building two new migrant prisons, strengthening the migrant detention system that the hunger strikers were fighting against. The plan funded the construction of a new prison in Surrey, British Columbia, which replaces the CBSA's Vancouver airport facility and is scheduled to open in a few months, as well as a new facility in Laval, replacing the current one just next door, yet to build. Many detained migrants in Ontario went back on hunger strike following the announcement of the National Immigration Detention Framework, but the government continued to ignore their demands. So this is where the idea of a new migrant prison comes from. It's part of a big investment in strengthening the detention and deportation apparatus at a time when the government has committed to increasing deportations by over 30% in the next year alone. But the government has been marketing this project as creating a more humane approach to imprisoning migrants. This is very clearly an attempt to change the subject away from the question of why the government is putting migrants in prison to begin with, something a lot of people started asking during the hunger strikes in Ontario. A year after it announced the National Immigration Detention Framework, the government hired two architecture firms, LeMay and Cobach, to design the new Laval prison. A look at the documents that the government provided to these firms and published online clarifies the nature of the project.
Prison construction, 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 construction. They say it's an absolute miracle in terms of prison construction.
From the hiring of the architect to completion. From the hiring of the architect to completion. From the hiring of the architect to completion. Completion, 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 completion.
Documents talk about how all the fencing around the prison needs to be covered by foliage to limit the harshness of look, that the iron bars over the windows have to be as inconspicuous as possible to the outside public, and that the children's area should be bordered by what they call a 6-foot-high visual barrier to make sure that no one outside can see the imprisoned children. Essentially, it's a new prison with a nicer looking face. And if you're being separated from your family, your community, awaiting deportation to possible torture or death, it's extremely unlikely that you're going to be concerned with how sustainable the concrete is or what color the ceilings are in the prison you're being held in. Regardless of their design, prisons are not the answer to the challenges we face. Locking people up, limiting people's movement, deporting people to dangerous situations and possible death. All of these things only cause more violence and harm. We want a world without prisons and without borders, where people have the things they need to live their lives with dignity and respect.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Kept isolated.
I don't think they look at us as humans, you know, we're just fish today. The way they treat us, just like scale of fish, they scale up. It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane.
resistance on the outside. There has been resistance to the deportation regime for decades, and longer, though that hasn't been covered in its piece, in this piece. After the announcement that the government was going to build new migrant prisons and expand the deportation system through implementing the ATV, resistance started to heat up outside prison walls as well, particularly in Quebec. In April 2018, a group calling themselves an anti-construction crew released thousands of crickets into Lamaze headquarters in the St. Henry neighborhood of Montreal. The communique called on others to join the fight against the new prison and the ATD programs. In January 2019, a company called Loisel saw its headquarters in Salaberry Valleyfield covered in spray paint and a slogan against the migrant prison. Loisel had been involved in soil remediation for the site for the new migrant prison in Laval in the fall of 2018. Then, in February 2019, a group called Ni Frontières Ni Prison organized a demonstration in Montreal against Lemay. Over 100 people marched on Lemay's new multi-million dollar headquarters. A wide range of people gave speeches, including people who had been incarcerated in the current migrant prison in Laval and people from the local housing committee who made connections between Lemay and the gentrification of the neighborhood. Around the same time, a new call for contracts went up on the government's contracting website asking for bids for the construction contract for the prison. Companies wished to bid were asked to show up for a site visit to ask questions of the CBSA and see the site. On the day of the site visit in February 2019, about 25 people showed up in Laval and blocked the road entering the site, preventing the event from happening. A few days later, Ni Frontières Ni Prison launched a calling campaign targeting all the companies publicly bidding on the construction contract. Supporters were asked to call the companies who had listed themselves as interested in the bid and tell them not to bid on the contract. Callers reported frustrated responses from the companies who pleaded with people to stop calling and to take their information down off the internet. One supporter received an email from a company who claimed the constant emails were a form of harassment. In March 2019, the CBSA announced that the bidding period was being extended and people were encouraged to keep calling the companies to tell them not to bid. As for the writing of this piece, the general contractor has still not been announced, construction has not begun, and the project is a month and a half behind schedule. Later in March, a communique was released stating that two condo projects being developed in collaboration with Lemay were attacked. One had its window smashed and one was covered in paint. In April, another communique claimed that Lemay's headquarters were locked overnight. Locks were glued, doors were U-locked together, and electronic keypads permitting access by keycards were smashed. The garage doors were blocked by a combination of spike strips and smoke bombs, which were rigged to go off if the doors opened. Both communiques condemned Lemay's involvement in designing the new migrant prison. In April 2019, Solidarity Across Borders held a demonstration at the current Laval migrant prison to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the violent deportation of Lucy Granados, a member of the Non-Status Women's Committee. The demonstration marched to the site of the new prison where speeches were given, urging SAB members to push back against this project, to fight and to ensure that it never sees the light of day. On the 1st of May, the convergence de lutte anticapitaliste had a special No Borders May Day demonstration, which marched to Lemay's Montreal headquarters. organizers handed out flyers highlighting Lemay's role in profiting off the new migrant prison. Multiple people threw paint and broke most of the windows on the primary entrance to the building. Days later, paint spatters were still visible on the building and two windows remained boarded up. On May 14th, 2019, Solidarity Across Borders released a statement signed by 50 organizations opposing the new migrant prison. The statement read, "We want a world without prisons or colonial borders, a world in which people can decide where to move and where to stay, a world based on mutual aid, not fear, precarity and exploitation. Sign a pledge to work in our own ways to stop the construction of a new migrant prison. Make no mistake, we are in a moment when migrant detention, surveillance and deportation are expanding. The bulk of that expansion hasn't happened yet. But if the histories of parole and prison reform in Canada's federal prison system can tell us anything, it seems like we are headed towards a world with even more detention and deportation, not less. And while exclusionary and expansionist trends have been growing within Canada's immigration system, there's no just path to look onto in its enforcement of borders. Canada's approach to migration has always been shaped by its white supremacist foundations, as seen through its none is too many policy towards Jewish refugees fleeing the Holocaust, its continuous journey policy towards migrants from Asia, its Chinese head tax and exclusion acts, or its various policies bearing black migrants. Instead of looking back to false histories, we need to be looking toward anti-colonial and abolitionist futures. We are in the moment where resistance is more possible than it could be in the future, when the changes currently being proposed are still new, not as entrenched as they will be in the coming years. The present is always a good place to fight. The present is always a good place to fight from. And there are many reasons and many ways to join the struggle against this prison.
Hiring the architect to completion.
Who've done stuff around here.
Institutions. Rule violations.
Law and order. Authority of...
Institutions.
Things on a day-to-day basis.
institutions.
We're not the only ones who've done stuff around here.
We do a lot of illegal things.
Break the rules.
Bet I haven't been exactly a model citizen.
We do a lot of illegal things on a day-to-day basis.
Armed, their own. Protection. And abuses not apparent on the surface.
Isolated.
70s.
Confinement
in prison. 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 Prison.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Prison.
Prison.
Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison.
The 1970s were a decade marked by violent unrest and repression against Canadian pens, and continue to act as a reference point for the contemporary prison movement. In Ontario, Millhaven Institution was constructed, where authorities planned to transfer all the prisoners from Kingston Penitentiary. Rumors were circulating amongst prisoners that Millhaven would be an environment of complete control, that it would be impossible to take collective action there, and so prisoners started planning a final stand at Kingston Pen. As tensions increased, the administration cracked down on communication with the outside world and on social activities inside, and abolished prisoners' organizations, sending anyone they suspected of planning unrest to segregation. In April 1971, Kingston Pen saw the largest prisoner uprising in its 178-year history. Six guards were taken hostage and prisoners took control of the building, destroying most of it. The hated brass bell, which regulated the daily routine of prison life and rang so many times each day, was smashed to bits. The standoff lasted 4 days. Prisoners hid their hostages, made weapons and barricaded entrances, which deterred an immediate raid. Hundreds of soldiers were deployed from the nearby base. General assemblies were held inside to make key decisions. After anonymous guards fed vicious rumors to the media about sexual assaults occurring inside, the prisoners had journalists through the prison they controlled. A local support group camped out among the cops, media, guards and army with a large banner that said, "We support the prisoners." Prisoners inside saw it and responded with their own banners. "Thank you for your support under new management."
"We support the prisoners."
And "The devil made me do it." Some prisoners formulated demands while others were determined to die in battle. The prisoners' demand for a citizens' committee to mediate the crisis was granted. On the fourth day, negotiations were deadlocked over the question of amnesty. The government was signaling an imminent assault, and there was a power struggle among the sleep-deprived, hungry prisoners. A faction took control that believed it necessary to show the army where they were capable of killing hostages, and organized a brutal display of violence against prisoners from the protective custody unit, who were considered by the general population to be undesirables and assumed to be sexual predators and snitches, although this is not always the case. Two prisoners were killed in the beatings, and which, according to ex-prisoner Roger Caron's account, demoralized the rebels and led to their negotiated surrender shortly thereafter. Most of the rioters were transferred to Millhaven and locked up in segregation, partly as punishment and partly because Millhaven was still under construction. The system took retribution. Millhaven's early history was marked by the use of clubs, shackles, tear gas, and dogs, often in combination. Dogs were let loose on prisoners in the yard and in their cells. Gas was used to punish prisoners frequently. In March 1973, as often as 3 or 4 times a week. Prisoners who were first shackled, sometimes hands and feet together, were then beaten with clubs, made to crawl on the floor, and finally gassed. From the 1976 Commons Justice Committee.
Prison. It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane.
Overcrowded prisons.
Find the
line. Turn around. Show me the bottoms of your feet one at a time. Okay, I want you to spread your legs. Okay, put your hands on your buttocks. Bend over and pull yourself apart. Okay, that's fine. Okay, take a quick shower.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Control and security. Some kind of violent crime.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Prison.
Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison.
Prison.
Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison. Prison.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Confinement,
confinement, confinement, confinement, confinement, confinement, confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement,
confinement, confinement,
punishment,
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 confinement,
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 punishment, 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 punishment,
isolated,
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 in prison,
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 in prison.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
In prison, in prison, in prison, in prison.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
In prison, in prison, in prison, in prison, in prison.
It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
In prison, in prison, in prison.
Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane. Extended solitary confinement can drive people insane.
Protection. People.
your own protection. Rule violations.
Bet I haven't been exactly a model citizen.
We do a lot of illegal things on a day-to-day basis.
Charmed, their own protection.
I don't think they look at us as humans, you know, we're just fish to them. That's the way they treat us. It's like scale of fish and scale up. It's something that I think a human being shouldn't have to go through.
Just. Just mixing everything we can think of.